Continue to press in. All you intercessors, male and female, to that place that changes everything, saith the Spirit of grace. For sooner than you realize, this place will come upon you. But you must not cease in doing what I am calling you to do at this time. See yourself as individuals, as a walking revival. Do not look to the right or to the left. Do not wonder how much moral support you have around you by others. You yourself as an individual can bring this about, saith the Spirit of grace. The seed of one man in the earth brought forth the origin of that which changed all of history. And now I'm asking you to change the history of the world that you live in, saith the Spirit of grace. Have I not prophesied of these days in my book, and prophesied in the book of Isaiah that there would be gross darkness that would come upon the earth prior to my coming? For those in the church who are looking for things to get better and to be settled before they feel a place of peace, know this: your place of peace will only come about by walking into that which I've provided in the Spirit. Because turmoil in this earth, plagues of all sorts, it will not come to an end. Rioting of all sorts and wars and rumors of wars will not come to an end. There is not a place in front of your history to come that you will find that this earth will bend to the place that you're dictating in your own mind it must come to for you to have peace. You must find your peace apart from these things, saith the Spirit of grace. Galakuresete, vedira Christe, yes, sir. And as I have said before, and so say I again unto you and all who have ears to hear, do not find your spiritual strength through some other Christian or some other one that is strong in your life. Husbands, do not look to your wife as your strength. Wives, do not look, even though they may be called in my word a spiritual head, they are not your source. They will not bring you peace, saith the Spirit of grace. Children who are of an accountable place, you must find your place of peace and rest in me. Every single one of my children must find their place as individuals in me. Bakate tiata. There are no surrogates. I do not provide a surrogate through my person to provide life for you. One will sit beside another in a household and be tormented while others are at great peace, because I have no surrogate by which to offer to you except the first begotten, the first one who is the prototype before you. And every man must press into him of their own right, saith the Spirit of grace. Gera ote frastieba. Dedidieste. You will not rub shoulders with someone who's spiritual and find that you come under their umbrella of peace. You will not. Not even in your own household, not even in your own marriage, nor will it come. You must stand in Him in that which I've provided, saith the Spirit of grace. And above all, taking unto you the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. I've provided my word, and again, I'll prophesy my word to you this morning through the ministry of my word. That those who are called apart for the purpose of revival must come apart and love my word and worship me and praise my word and put my word. For many have said in their hearts in days gone by, I'm spiritual, yet I don't know much of his word, and I don't really care to know so much. And they've said these things not with their words, but with their actions. I say unto you, and hear me, You will not, as I said before, you will not have this revival through tongues alone. You will not have this revival. You must know my word and follow my word. Prayer alone will not give you this revival, but praying my word and staying in my presence will fill your house and fill this place full of revival, saith the Spirit of grace. I am one with my word. I am one with my word. Worship me for my word. I've even declared in my word to worship my word. Set yourself apart. Go into me. Hunger and thirst to know the scripture as you hunger and thirst to fellowship with me in intimacy and in tongues of intercession. Oh, God Almighty. This is a rock that will not be broken. It will not be split. You will be in a safe habitation in the time to come, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Those who build upon this rock of my sayings will not be swept away. But they will stand up head and shoulders in this last day and say, this is the way, walk ye in it. And they will lead many.